But don't get the idea that because a person got his education in a one-room school that he was not pretty well versed. You see, the way they were handled that, in many cases, those teachers, many of whom were itinerant teachers who just drifted from one community to another, many of those fellows were highly educated. And there just wasn't much demand for that kind of thing in those days. And so many of them were just glad to get in some community where they could teach for just a little bit of money to make a living, you see, that way. And what happened, the older boys and girls would work with the young boys and girls. So for all practical purposes, it wasn't just a one-room school, but you had several, because some of those older boys and girls being very smart people and having been under a good instructor were very capable teachers. And so that one-room school was really the equivalent of having several teachers, you see. The headmaster would teach the more advanced subjects, which usually consisted of such things as mathematics and Latin and so on. And his older pupils, some of them would work with the young children with their learning to read and write and so on. Several of my uncles were teachers to begin with. My Uncle Bryant, who lived about 2 miles over here, taught school at one time. My father never taught, but he had a good education. He was very skilled in math. His tremendous help to me when I came along. And it was amazing to me the kind of stuff he could do just without looking at the taking pencil and paper, just the calculations he could make in his head.
What was his occupation?
Well, he was just a little one-horse farmer. But he liked to read and that kind of thing, and he'd read and discuss the books that he'd read. And when I got started through and got to reading myself, naturally, you know, every kid, when he picks up a new book, he thinks that's the first time. But here I found that no, my father had read those things. He knew them. And he would, the fireside on these cool winter nights, he'd talk about these things. It was actually, he augmented my education a whole lot. Although the going our home, you didn't see much. There was the Bible, the Sears Roebuck catalog, the Atlanta Tri-Weekly Journal, Greer's Almanac, and perhaps a farm magazine. That's about it. It was not a great deal, but he had just read, and it was quite a thing. I'm sure that many children didn't have that kind of advantage. Many children of who are my peers, no doubt, all their father could talk about was when to plant corn or when to thrash peas or something. So I think I was actually more fortunate than the average child, even though it was one of the poorest families. We had the least of everything, but we did have some cultural benefits that many of my peers did not have. I am pretty well positive that the first teacher in Patterson was my Uncle Lewis. He taught as an early man. Later on, he served as Justice of the Peace. And remember, in those days, that wasn't a bad office, because people couldn't go long distances. And to have someone in your community who could perform marriages, to issue the papers and perform marriages and make out death certificates and sign warrants and all those kinds of things, it was a valuable service.